Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The council just released the results of this year's planting intention survey, and that's a survey that we send out to all cotton producers. It's emailed and mailed in mid-December. We get results back through mid-January. The results of this survey shows that growers intend to plant about 13.1 million acres of cotton. That's about a 3.7% increase from where we were in 2017. One of the reasons we see in terms of the potential increase is that while cotton prices have strengthened a little bit over this past year, competing crop prices have really remained fairly stable. So cotton has improved a bit relative to competing crops, and that seemed to be encouraging acres into cotton. I think in general, when we look at some of the other information that had been out there and expectations within the industry on acreage, I don't think this really surprised a lot of the participants at our annual meeting. We had seen other estimates in this range. I think right now, the industry is just going to continue to watch what happens between now and planting time, particularly in terms of market and weather developments, because we know those are going to play a role.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the Southwest, we also saw an increase across all of the Southwest of around 5%. Again, acreage moving into cotton and out of grains. It is interesting to note when we look at Oklahoma and Kansas, two of the states that are showing the largest percentage increases. So there's some optimism there coming off of some good year yield-wise, more acres to go into cotton. Now, in the Mid-South, acreage was relatively stable. Seemed to indicate that soybeans, probably due to lower cost of production, is still providing some competition for acres and keeping cotton acres largely in check relative to where they were last year. And then in the West, we see a slight decline in upland cotton acres, but we do see a marginal increase in the acres of extra long staple cotton.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the weather events that we are keeping a close eye on is that if we look at the drought monitor maps that are out there, we know that there are some dry conditions in several parts of the Cotton Belt, but most notably in the Southwest, particularly that panhandle of Texas and parts of Oklahoma that have had a number of days with no measurable precipitation. And we're in some cases, we're seeing that at 90 to 100 days. So those dry conditions are worsening. That's something we're going to keep an eye on because that'll ultimately play a significant role in the final acreage number, both planted, harvested, and the yield potential. The other thing to keep in mind is that while growers are showing a modest increase in cotton acreage, again, a lot of it comes back to not necessarily the fact that it's an overly attractive cotton price, it's just where cotton prices sit relative to competing crops. We still see a lot of financial pressures out there in the producer segment. We know some growers are still having some trouble as they move into this marketing year with securing production financing. So the financial pressures are still very much front and center for a lot of producers.